Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find most of the stuff that we do, the archives of our shows, over 1,000 new ones every year, and thousands from the years in the past. You can stream them, you can buy MP3, you can podcast them, you can download them, you can subscribe to them, you pick it, you name it, we've probably got a way for you to use our stuff. The newsletter, you can subscribe there, comes on Sunday every week by email. The blog is there, we update it every weekday. Thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of stuff in categories too, by the way, in a category that you might have on your mind. So check it out, use it to your advantage. Everything I have there is free except for the books. And then, of course, we got our knowledge base, askjim.biz, which is where you can go and ask a question and get an answer right now. And that's free too, thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them very much. I appreciate Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen. William S. Hubbard is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, also The Medical Privacy Rule. And he's got a new book out. We're going to mention in a minute. He is he's our human resources expert in the Brain Trust. Has been now, we're now in our 10th year with Bill Hubbard. He's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. What's the name of the new book?
The new book is called Improving Performance Results, The Supervisor's Guide to Pay for Performance.
All right. And it's all about compensation.
About compensation and the whole review, appraisal, evaluation process that typically goes with it. And for a lot of employees and employers alike, it's a very difficult time, a difficult process. And what I've tried to do is kind of sort out those issues and kind of give you some guidelines by the numbers to here's how to walk you through the process so you can do it much more effectively.
It can be a very daunting part of management for small business owners because most of us don't know anything about how to develop that. I've had the benefit of working with a number of companies with a leveraged compensation package, some of the more sophisticated ones. So I have a little bit of a perspective about that. But even so, it's not easy to do. It's not easy to know how to compensate people and how to tie the compensation to performance. And so anyway, I'm looking forward. When you launch that book, which I expect you to launch on this show, by the way, we'll talk more about that, Bill. When's that coming out? This later this summer?
Yeah, later this summer. We can talk about it next month.
All right, that sounds good. Bill, minimum wage passed. A minimum wage increase.
Yes, it
passed
did.
This summer.
A couple months ago, they finally got it.
They finally got it through the Senate. It had to in the House had to be attached to another bill. It couldn't. I don't think it didn't go through all by itself, did it?
No, it didn't. There was a collection of other legislative activities that are part of that, and I didn't even really pay attention to the detail because my primary focus was on the minimum wage one. So,
and the president signed it. Now it's law.
He did sign it. It is law. We a couple of months ago we were on this very program talking about it's coming, and lo and behold, it has come, and it was signed on May 25th, and is to take effect within 60 days.
Yep.
And that day is
coming up right now, isn't it?
In 5 more days. So July 25th will be the effective date for the requirement for the new federal minimum wage, which will go from $5.15 an hour up until $5.85 an hour.
Yeah. So in 5 days it goes to $5.85.
Yes.
So whoever on that day, whoever's making minimum wage or below $5.85 will have to be raised on that day to $5.85.
Yes.
So, folks, you got to mark your calendars, check it out, make sure you don't make a mistake, and be prepared to calculate that if you're paying anybody like that. And what else we need to know about that, Bill?
Well, that's the primary issue. If depending upon what state you're in, you may already have other higher minimum wages that you need to pay attention to. or there's a lot of states that have keyed the state minimum wage to the federal minimum wage as well. So in that case, the transition will be as painless as possible.
Right.
And then in those areas, there's five states that do not have a defined state minimum wage at all. So in those areas, if you're subject to the federal minimum wage requirements, then likewise you're going to be subject to this upcoming event, which will say that now you've got to raise your wages up to the $5.85.
So the states, but this is an example where the state supersedes the federal law, right?
If the state provides a greater benefit, then the state law supersedes the federal.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some 30 states, by my computation here, that have a minimum wage that is greater than the federal minimum wage. In the state that I'm in Illinois, for example, we went from $6.50 to $7.50 an hour as of July 1.
Hmm.
So the employers here must be paying that $7.50 an hour for their employees.
So, and if the rate was already higher than $5.85 in any of the states, it's basically a non-event for those states right now.
For those states, that is true. And there's various other states that have passed minimum wages as well, and those are coming down the pike.
Any states tag on to and calculate off of the federal minimum wage? In other words, I know some trade unions base their contracts on minimum wage. In other words, they say something like, our base rate for all apprentices or whatever is $6, is minimum wage plus $6, a minimum wage plus 30% or something like that. Do any states do that that you know of?
There is a number of states that do. I don't have a breakout that tells
me
precisely which
one. But some do. Some basically use the federal minimum wage as a platform, a foundation, and then there's some factor on top of that that you have to calculate.
Oftentimes, they either match it or it's that plus a number.
Yeah.
A significant number of them match that. By the breakout that I have, 15 different states currently match the federal minimum wage. So those 15 states are going to see an increase, plus the five states that did not have a minimum wage likewise will see an increase as well.
Right.
So if you're in 20 different states around the country, then you're going to be looking at and need to be looking at upgrading the minimum wage later in the
many
week.
Many small business owners maybe only have a couple of branches, but they're in two different states because they live near a border, and they could easily have many small business owners will have multiple minimum wage rates to deal with. So it's a wacky world, folks. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to be right back with our good friend Bill Hubbard right after these messages. Stay with us.
Best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend William S. Hubbard. Two B's, two T's. Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. Bill is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. The Medical Privacy Rule is another one, a number of other books and also booklets. His website is outstanding. If you're looking for human resources solutions and assistance, I encourage you to go to Hubbard.com, two B's, two T's, and check those out. And, of course, we'll be anxiously awaiting the arrival of the new book, Bill, on how to do a better job of compensating your folks, and we'll be talking about that next month. Bill, we're talking about minimum wage and what people need to be doing. Just to recap a little bit, minimum wage was increased to $5.85. It'll go into effect in about 5 days, the 25th of July, 2007. And on that day, folks, you're going to have to raise your folks to that rate if you have people on minimum wage. And, you know, Bill, this is going to affect... Mostly, it's going to affect small businesses that have people who are just, you know, like teenagers working for them, people who come to work for them that are doing kind of menial tasks and they have no skills yet. It's also going to affect big businesses and all businesses who are in the food industry. That's where probably most minimum wage workers are. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. A significant portion of this are in the food industry, either in the food handling, food preparation, food processing, or in the retail side of it, the restaurant and hospitality industries as well. So those are the key areas where typically we see a lot of youthful workers and a lot of entry-level workers, and typically a lot of minimum wage employment, and these are the ones that we're going to see the significant impact on and the increases on. One of the other things that I've noted with this, as I've been advising clients, is as you're looking at increasing the minimum wage for the people that are at the bottom, what this will have an effect on is pushing these people up equal to
no question
others who have been with your firm longer doing more skilled work, and there's going to
who have earned their increase.
Yes, and they've earned their increase, and there's going to be a sense of inequity or unfairness with the employees saying, well, hey, here's this new person now. They're going to get as much as I've been getting, and I've been here for 2 years, and that's not fair.
That's one of my big issues with this bill is the politicians don't understand what a morale challenge this can create.
It's a real tough implementation issue, and certainly you can't raise your whole pay schedule and everybody raise, because that's going to price you out of the market.
But that's essentially what you may have to do, at least in the lower wages in your company. That's essentially what you're going to have to do if you're going to keep morale, you know, up.
If you want to maintain some equity, then it may be necessary to make some minimal adjustment to some of the folks that are just above this minimum wage cutoff, so that you maintain kind of a pay relationship between your entry-level people and the ones that have been around.
But Bill, we have small businesses out there who have union contracts. They're suffering union contracts, and I mean that when I say that, Bill. And they may actually have to raise everyone's wage if the contract was based on minimum wage.
If the contract is written that way, then that would carry through.
Now, we're not saying, folks, that the people under the contract are making minimum wage. We're saying that their raises are all, if the federal minimum wage is ever raised, those people automatically get a raise. They may be making $20 an hour, but if minimum wage goes up under some of those contracts, their wage goes up automatically.
So look at the language of your contract. Make sure that you understand how it's keyed to whatever benchmarking factor that might be, whether it's a minimum wage, whether it's a cost of living index or anything of that nature. And, of course, the contract needs to be complied with accordingly. But if carefully read it and make sure that that's what it requires you to do. If it does not, then you have a little bit more latitude to implement something that complies with the law and adjust it accordingly.
You know, Bill, I don't know any small business owner who's paying a qualified person with skills who has any kind of ability at all. I don't know any small business owner who's paying someone even $5.85 an hour, not let alone $5.15, but $5.85 an hour. I mean, every small business owner basically has got to pay more than that to get the kind of people that they want to do these jobs. And so the only people who are making minimum wage in America, Bill, are people who absolutely have zero skills, or their youth, they're teenagers.
Yes.
And so all this is this minimum wage increase didn't really it's not benefiting a lot of people, and it actually is probably going to hurt more people than it's going to benefit.
Let me look at the
people who, and we're running out of time here, but look at the, it's going to cost a lot of jobs, because a lot of people are going to turn to technology
instead of hiring a young
person.
Real possibility.
Yeah. Since minimum wage has been increased, how many young people have you seen working in the marketplace? Not as many as you used to.
That's true.
We need it. We need an entry-level wage, Bill. We'll have to talk about that another time. Thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great.
Bill Hubbert, ladies and gentlemen. That's Hubbert.com. 2 B's, 2 T's. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.